Angelo Terbi for Fred Film Radio. We are in Trieste at When East Meets West, and we are here with Rada Šešić, which is the responsible of Last Stop Trieste. What is Last Stop Trieste?
It's a new platform for the whole region, I would say, because we have platforms to develop the projects in different countries at different festivals. We have in Sarajevo, we started 5 years ago, Dokurav Kad Boutique, where we work on five projects on the quality of the material, of the rough cut. And here, it's a step further from Dokurav Kad Boutique in Sarajevo. It's a step to show, to present the almost finished film and find possible platforms to exhibit the film. So we are looking where the filmmaker should go for the world premiere. Is the film fitting for the broadcaster? If yes, which broadcaster? If not, why not? Can something be done maybe? Is there any possibility to make some other version? And so on. What is the feedback of the film professionals? So we started this year. It's a kind of pilot edition. We have only four projects, and in this pilot edition we worked with the four organizations. So we took one project that was earlier presented at Ex Oriente and developed through the Czech platform Ex Oriente, that is focusing on Eastern and Central Europe. Then one project comes from Balkan Discoveries. It's a platform organized by Balkan Documentary Center from Sofia in Bulgaria. Then one project comes from Dokurav Kad Boutique in Sarajevo, and one project comes from the previous editions of Trieste, When East Meets West. So it's a small platform that will provide, I hope, good presentation for the high quality projects coming from this region.
And how do you choose the projects? How is the selection done?
There are three people in the selection committee, and since we worked with these organizations, we asked them to give us contacts of the projects that are almost finished, that have a need to find this platform where they can be presented. Out of these projects, so each of these organizations sent several, and out of this we have chosen four, looking for a creative documentary that shows also high quality cinematic values, that shows author's approach, that has interesting story, or that is experimenting and looking for a new cinematic expression. For example, we had yesterday a project from Montenegro and Serbia, Project Karst, that is looking for a new cinematic way of thinking within documentary material.
Listen, you are working with documentaries for a long time now. Which is the most complex challenge that a documentary producer has to face now and this in this world of movies as we have it now, especially in Europe, I mean?
There are so many interesting stories around us, and of course documentary makers want to capture these stories and to tell the stories and to share them with the audience. So the biggest challenge for the producers is how to match in the best way this interesting story, a cinematic vision of the director, and expectations of the broadcasters, meaning how to find money to finance the projects. Because as you probably noticed in the last maybe even 7-8 years, documentary market in Europe is shrinking in a sense of that broadcasters have less space and less freedom to give place and money to the documentary projects, especially for to those who are different than just journalistic investigative reports about certain events. So if the filmmakers are really giving their personal point of view and a very strong cinematic imprint, then it's maybe more difficult unless they have already big name and a big reputation. But for example, we have today, we are closing with a very strong project, Brothers of Wojciech Staron, who is one of the top artists in documentary field in Europe today. I would say he made films, I will just remind your audience, Argentinian Lesson, or Siberian lesson. So it's a filmmaker that really has a very strong cinematic handwriting, I would say. So he's now coming with a very interesting story from life, but it's not talking about political events, it's not talking about conflicts or something, it's just a story, beautiful story from everyday life about two brothers who meet after a long time. And I believe that this project and this type of films are very inspirational for the audience. So I believe that there is a lot of possibilities for these films to be screened. Only I think that broadcasters should have more trust in the audience that they would appreciate such a film. I'm also working for ITFA in Amsterdam, and you can see that example of such a festival that started small now after 26 years shows that there is a need for the good documentary, for the artistic documentary also, and documentaries can be placed in cinemas as well, and people will just go and buy a ticket for the documentary film.
This was my next question. What do you think makes a documentary worth to be distributed in theaters? What is it? What, if there is, maybe there
is.
Isn't.
No, there is. It's still small, but still there is a place at art house cinemas, for example, in the Netherlands and in some other countries also for documentaries. And I think that there are a lot of people who appreciate documentaries more than fiction, because it's true. They see that this story is happening to this particular person, and you see how they react to certain things, and it's very moving, because of course
if you go to festivals, and you go to festivals of course, many documentaries have a big audience in festivals, and then they are never distributed in regular cinemas. Why do you think distributors are so afraid of investing in documentaries?
Yeah, it's a long process. In Holland also, it started with ITFA very slow, so it was a small festival, then it became bigger and bigger and bigger, and then nowadays you have more documentaries in the Netherlands than before and so on, and in cinemas also. So it's a big process to sort of make your people around you, your audience, need documentaries. Mm. So you have to invest in the future. It doesn't happen at the moment.
Kind of educate them to appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. And documentaries in many countries have a bad name, because in many countries they were either propaganda or they were just films about nature and animals and educational films and so on, or journalistic films. I mean, it's fine, it's a very good form also, but it's one type of the documentary. So when you come to the creative documentaries in many different ways how they can be made, then it's a bigger challenge to place them. But I really believe that we should trust to the audience that they will find that they will recognize a good cinema, and they will find something back, so they will get inspired and they will come back for another documentary. Because you are right, documentary festivals are being visited. It's a huge crowd everywhere, even in the small cities in the Balkans also. But when you put them without really working on the announcing them properly to cinema, it's a flop, and then there is no next time. That's a problem.
Exactly.
But it the same happens to fiction film. You see, so people only remember that documentaries are giving this bad example and being flop in cinema. But it happened to so many fiction films. Like in Croatia, you have, for example, fiction films that are watched only in the whole country by less than 1,000 people. At the same time, you have documentaries that are being watched by dozens of thousands of people. So it's exception. Both are exceptions.
Both exceptions.
But it happens.
Yeah.
So I think if they would put some more strategy and plan and think how to place documentary, it would be worthwhile.
My last question, how do you think that VOD and internet distribution can help documentaries to be more seen? If it is, it will help, or could be like...
I think it can
complex.
Help. I think it can help exactly because of this reason that people in many places, documentaries don't come to cinemas at all. So one of ways to find them is on internet. And a lot of festivals now are having also VOD, at least at some period of time. There is a famous example of small, I would say, documentary from Croatia, Family Meals. It's a creative documentary that gives one personal story of a filmmaker, and it's a low-budget film in terms of European documentary ways of making films, and so on. But they have put on VOD during the festival, during Zagreb Docs, and it was a huge success. People in 24 hours, they knew it's limited time, and they were all watching, and then they gave some more days, and so it's a big success. And they also know that there is this alliance of five festivals in documentary festivals in Europe, and they have very often special kind of actions, special kind of programs, like they would give, retrospective of Marcel Lozinski, for example, and then you can see for very cheap all his films, or I don't know, Viktor Kosakowski or somebody else. So I think it's still beginning. It's in the beginning phase, but
it will be like a good help.
I think good help, because these documentaries, there are so many good documentaries made. I mean, really, if you think like what are the best 10 documentaries, you always find out 20, for example, in the last season, and it's difficult to choose. So they should be placed somewhere where we always can find them.
Thanks a lot. It was Rada Šešić from the Last Stop Trieste. Angela Cervi for Fred Film Radio from When East Meets West.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.